I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1898 for Bruce Fisher for a professional office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being: one, that the use as a dentist and oral surgeon's office will serve the residents of Western Sussex County. Two, the applicant has consulted with Nanticoke Memorial Hospital about coordinating its services with the hospital. Three, the location along Route 13 with access from Camp Road is appropriate for the use and it is consistent with surrounding uses. Four, the uses of a public character that will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of residents of Sussex County. And lastly, the use will not have an adverse impact on traffic. And there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the project. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, and them being that: A, the use shall be limited to professional offices, specifically a dental, medical, oral surgery, or similar type of practice. B, the office hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. In addition, emergency hours shall be permitted as necessary. C, the entrance to the project shall be from Camp Road. The applicant shall also comply with all DLDOT requirements as to the entrance. D, there shall be one lighted sign on the property not to exceed 32 square feet in size. Or do we want to discuss that we want to permit two signs, one on Camp Road and one on Route 13?
Let me just clarify the record. Somebody said in the public hearing process that our ordinance limits it to 4x8. It could be up to 200 square foot if you went by the ordinance without imposing a 4x8.
Right.
That's been historically.
And if it's a corner lot and commercial site, you can have one on each road frontage if it's a corner. In this case, it's a through lot, and they probably need one on both roads to locate it because they're going to have to give direction how to get around to the entrance. So
exactly.
Makes sense to put one on 13. He's actually on the dead end of the through lot with a little pizza corner where Camp Road spins around and get a 90 degree end with one to get to 13. So
yeah, I know which that.
He should allow, it makes sense to put one on each road.
Yeah.
But nobody will see it otherwise.
Yeah.
So there shall be two, amend what I said there about number D, there shall be two lighted signs on the property, not to exceed 32 square feet inside.
One sign to be located on Camp Road and one sign to be located on Route 13.
Your words, yes.
I'll take care of that. I'll fix that.
Thank you.
Editing.
E, all narcotics shall be securely stored and maintained in accordance with all federal and state requirements, and that the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Done, Mr. Vine?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1898, Bruce Fisher, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1899, Richard M. Ingram. Gentlemen, it's regardless of the size of the unit and all that stuff, there's a very basic issue with this application, and I believe the gentleman failed to create a record. I mean, none of the salient points that we have to consider in the ordinance were actually addressed. So I don't see how we can do anything other than deny it. But we'll leave it up to you.
And I think you could also add that he failed to even articulate specific details even of the nature of the project.
Right.
If you're inclined to add that.
I want to defer it and make a formal.
Yeah. I can defer it if you want, or you can, and I can help you formulate some reasons.
That makes sense. Get it right.
Okay.
That's fine. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1899, applicant Richard M. Ingram, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission and to allow Mr. Johnson to review the record if he should so choose what record there was.
I second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1899, Richard M. Ingram. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1897, Russell V. Banks.
And Mr. Chairman, regarding this conditional use number 1897, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission and to allow Mr. Johnson, should he so choose, to review the record.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1897, Russell V. Banks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, in your packet, there's a follow-up information from Robert Witzel Jr. in reference to the Bierman Family Trust subdivision near Laurel on Shiloh Farm Road due to the L&W tax ditch issue that came up. So it's in your packet so that we can put it on an agenda, the next meeting's agenda.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know it was there.
Thanks.
The abandoned playground and easement.
Yeah, that was it. I thought I had Vince's name written on this, but it's actually Whistle. You gave it to me.
Right.
Yeah, Vince, there's a Vince's letter in it.
Yeah.
The cover letter. But.
Okay. All right.
Anything other else? Than that, have a safe and happy Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend.
And we meet again on June the 9th.
Meet again on June 9th.
And then on the 15th
and
is
then the 15th for the special
PM.
To discuss ordinance. So now, I will say that Monday night, I came to meet with the Board of Adjustment. And I end up in the same, almost the same circumstance that I did with the commission, except I didn't know till everybody got here that I only had three.
Oh, no.
So they made a motion and second and a vote to cancel the meeting. And then, I won't tell anymore until we close.
Okay.
I won't say
first. Adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
It is 9:33.
9:33.